full of flames. I'm a
was Attracted to You by Pink Pantheress. Welcome back to Bean Tunes Radio, everyone. This is DJ Jill Yum, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Before Pink Pantheress, I played one from Wyon? I don't know. The song is called Girls Just Want Breaks. I believe it's a cover or a remix of another song that I don't know the name to because I just found that song today. So I don't really have any facts with me today. Last week was a facts heavy show because I had my dad on, but I'm not the fact person on this show. I'm just the host. I never claimed to have any facts. So anyway, today we're gonna play music that I've just been listening to. There's no real theme other than that. I really wanted to play this one D'Angelo song that I think I actually played during training, but it doesn't count because I didn't get to talk about it. Not that I really have much to say about the song, but I just wanted to listen to it in the studio and I wanted to play it on air again. So I think the rest of the show is sort of around this D'Angelo song. None of them have like any similar qualities. Other than that, I like them the same amount, I think. So I've also been listening to that Pink Pantheress song a lot recently, and it's just kind of fun. Not that deep. It's like classic Pink Panthers. And also, like, I've kind of been obsessed with her as a person ever since I watched her Boiler Room, where she's just dressed like a kindergarten teacher. She has like this really great elementary school teacher look to her. And I think that's really comforting. So I actually like her. I don't think that's a hot take. She seems to be pretty popular these days. So anyway, the next song that I'm going to play is one from J Dilla off the album Donuts. This is a fall classic for me. I have it on vinyl. So in the fall, I'll go to my room, put on my Donuts record, drink tea. It's like maybe the best thing that I do for myself. So yeah, if you're ever feeling like, you know, you need some time to yourself, this is a great activity. I would highly recommend listening to Donuts front to back, and preferably on vinyl. It's great. anyway, this one is called Airworks. I've been really liking this one. I think the best thing about Donuts is that every time you listen to it, you come out with a new favorite song off the album. And this one, as of late, has been my recent favorite. So here it is. This is Airworks by J Dilla.
Thank you.
Sorry about that. Bit of a hiccup. Sorry, that was Really Love by D'Angelo. Clearly I've been on the radio for 4 years and I never make mistakes. And before that you heard Airworks by J Dilla. That D'Angelo song has been sort of on repeat for the past 2-3 weeks of my life. And it seriously just doesn't get old. It's from the album Black Messiah. I've only really listened to the D'Angelo album Send It On, or the one, whichever one has Send It on it, but I've recently started listening to this album, and I've just been loving it recently. The beginning part of the song, and then is just, like, so weird, and then you get to that part where, like, the drum hits, and it's just, like, every time, I'm like, oh my god, this song is so good. That's all the commentary I have. I, like, really wish I had more to say. I have more to say about D'Angelo's other album. I did write an essay about it at one point, for my ex-college class. And I really can't remember any of the content of that album. I do remember... Oh, sorry. That album's name is Voodoo. I think I'm having a memory problem today. And for the past semester, too, I've been having a problem with short-term memory and long-term memory. So all of the memory. I've just lost it all. But I always gravitate towards D'Angelo around this time of year. Because I do think it's a bit autumnal. And autumn is the time where you start thinking about ghosts and stuff. And the past and being haunted. And so I think D'Angelo has a bit of that. As with J. Dilla, I have this sort of idea that both of them have a bit of this weird, like, ghostliness. So that's why I listen to them in the fall. I think fall is the time for ghosts. And yeah, I actually watched a super annoying clip today from a movie where Derrida, who I've been reading in my literary theory class as well, is talking about how he's being a ghost, everyone is a ghost, and I thought that was pretty funny. I honestly really like that idea that, like, ghosts are everywhere. I didn't really sum that up very well. Obviously, I'm not a French theorist, so I won't have the words to explain it like that. Anyway, this next one is not really related to any of the music that I've played already, but it's one that I listened to a lot when I was away in London, because I got really into Floating Points, and this song is a Floating Points remix of a Tomaga song called Intimate Intensity. So I hope you enjoy this Floating Points remix, and I might keep the Floating Points going for a little bit, and then we'll head into our indie corner towards the end of the show. I'm hoping to play some Elliott Smith, inspired by the show before me, and basically every WMFO show before that. I imagine there's a lot of Elliott Smith per day. ESPD, Elliott Smith per day. Anyway, this next one is called Intimate Intensity. It's the remix by Floating Points. Thank you.
Thank you.
was Groove 32 by Coton. Sorry for putting everyone to sleep. Honestly, I didn't even realize that both those songs, or the past three songs, were pretty sleepy. Before that, you heard Kiwi Mad Dog 2020 by Elliott Smith. And before that, Intimate Immensity by Tumonga and remixed by Floating Points. I guess I'm playing sleepy music today. It's kind of sleepy Sunday. It's really nasty out, and I don't really want to go outside, so maybe I'm just doing sleepy music so everyone feels the same way. It's time for a PSA. It's 3:31, which means it's no better time for a PSA. This one is called Annoyed by All the Loud Noise and Vibrations from Planes Departing Logan Airport. Are you annoyed by all the loud airplanes that seem to constantly fly over on certain days? Our towns west of Boston are affected by greatly increased airplane noise and vibrations due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision. This means that on days with northwest winds, every single airplane departing from Logan Airport's runway 33L continues on just four narrow paths over specific sacrificial neighborhoods with near constant noise for the humans underneath as a result. Join with your neighbors who are trying to change this. Every complaint filed with Massport counts, but it's the first from each household that matters most. For more information, just visit logannoise.org. That's logannoise.org. A public service message from the Logan Aircraft Noise Working Group and WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. That one is kind of a mouthful, but I've been really, really into this airplane stuff recently. I've been getting a lot of airplane videos on my Instagram Reels, and all of the videos are like near misses of airplanes almost hitting each other. And apparently, there's one near miss a day or something like that, or like four a day, something like that. I watched this Instagram reel recently, and it was like showing the amount of times in the past week that, like, at JFK alone, there were near misses of planes almost hitting each other. So if that makes you feel really good about flying, which it made me feel really good, I'm so glad that I got to share that with everyone today. It's something else to be anxious about. And I have plenty of those things already, like locking the doors and leaving the stove on. So if you need to be worried about something else, you should be worried about near misses, of your plane and another plane, both trying to take off at the same time. So that was our PSA for the hour. And now I'm going to play some music that I saw live in London. My good friend Lauren, who I was in London with, and basically we were locked on the desert island that is London, or the UK. And we spent a lot of time together, and also Lauren made me, I was actually excited to go to a few concerts for the same band. The band is called The Last Whole Earth Catalog. And I honestly, it was not my cup of tea, but I really, really appreciate when people like make me listen to music that's usually not in my arsenal, not in my wheelhouse. Plenty of metaphors to go around there. I've actually learned to really, really like these songs. And there is another artist that we saw open for the Last Whole Earth Catalog. His name is Gus Tiramani, and he only has two songs on Spotify, so otherwise I probably would have never found this guy. But I actually really like this next song that I'm going to play for you all, called The Galaxy. He played it live at a very cool venue that I am forgetting the name of. And I'm also forgetting the location of, but I remember, like, what the tube stop looked like. So that's not super helpful for anyone except for me. But it was a very, very cool venue. It was super intimate. Every time that we saw this band, it was, like, maybe 30 people max. The second time was especially intimate. It kind of felt like we were barging in on, like, a small intimate gathering. An SIG, if you will. And I like felt super uncomfortable for a little bit because I was like, oh, maybe I'm not supposed to be here right now. But we were like the biggest fans for the Last Whole Earth catalog, and they didn't even know it. They didn't even know that we were at both of their shows. Or like, my friend Lauren actually went to 3 of their shows in London over the course of one semester. So she's a huge groupie. I'm only 2/3 of a groupie. But anyway, this next song is not by the Last Whole Earth catalog, but by their friend, Gus Tirimani, who performed right before them at some random concert in London that I don't remember when it was or where it was. But this next song is called The Galaxy, and it's quite a pretty one, so I hope you like it.
Addiction. Over. while you're in your doors. One in a million things seem to go away. I know there are hearts that couldn't take it, but all your conscience and you make it reveal your scene. It has to be on the loud distrum takes me an hour to get to. Will things get any better? Separate right and wrong. This web stretches on forever. It's hard to find if you're in it. I think I have been put in the wood, but I know that I don't come across professional. How do I? Can't be around and I'll be ground down. The energy is hard to fake. I can't recognize that it needs some time. Don't mean that I shouldn't try. I cause I would try. Am I even awake to see it all? And it hurts, and it never seems to work. There's no answer we could find, or point to nothing and say, there it isn't. Oh,
That was Wax as Existential by the Last Whole Earth Catalog. I hope you liked it. The end of that song is so good. And I just remember when they performed it live, they were like banging their heads up and down. And they were so like coordinated. Clearly they had performed that song so many times together in person. So it was great. It was great. I think honestly the performance like really sold that song for me. I'm sorry. I'm getting so distracted because the mic smells so bad right now. I don't know who has been in the studio today, but DJ Stinky in the studio. Anyway, sorry about that. I actually made a list of things to speak about today, which I'm used to doing. I actually do that quite a bit, but I don't know if I use it very much. And I was getting kind of in my head about making a list because my friend Bronwyn was telling me that my show, she was doing an impression of me as a DJ, and she said the main takeaway is that I always read off of my notes app, which I guess is... I guess that's fair. It's a fair criticism. I don't think it was a criticism. She was just comparing me to her boyfriend, who, as a man, he's a fact DJ. So he just says stuff about the songs and stuff. And I don't know those types of things. I was thinking about maybe coming in today with some facts, but I don't tend to do that. I come with songs and notes app and thoughts. That's all I've got for you. So, as per usual, I'm not going to get through as many songs as I planned to get through today, but I'm going to have to make an executive decision between the four songs that I have planned for today and the 10 to 12 minutes that I actually have on my hands. So, this next song is one, it's called Use Me, and it's by Terranay, and I actually got it off of the Perfectly Imperfect newsletter, which, if you don't know about Perfectly Imperfect, they're great. They do interviews with, like, cool celebrities. Cool celebrities as in, like, Wiseblood. So people I think that are cool. And I think they did an interview with the Dare, which I find pretty cool as well. So if you haven't ever read Perfectly Imperfect, I think there's also one with Charlie XCX. I'm just naming celebrities that I think are cool, and maybe it's right and maybe it's not. But they also have a playlist, and this song was on that playlist. So I don't actually know if that means that someone mentioned it in the newsletter, but basically it's like they're like, celebrity, what do you like? And the celebrity's like, I like tinned fish, and then I also like the song. So chances are that there's a cool celebrity out there who likes the song, or they just like hosted a party at one point and then this song was like on the playlist. So yeah, as per usual, I haven't found any of these songs myself. I'm just stealing them from other people. But again, this song is called Use Me, and I hope you like it.
Thank you.
That was New Me by Mitka. And that's the show, guys. I have one song. Whoa, time for one more song. But I'm going to have to wrap up, pack it up, go home, eat a snack. My stomach has been rumbling the entire show today. So it's time for me to get a snack. I, like, can't survive without eating a snack around 4 p.m. So, real tough for me today. Anyway, I hope everyone enjoyed the show. Thank you so much for listening. And I hope you'll see you again next week, same time, Sundays at 3 p.m. This is your DJ, Jill Yum, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Again, I hope you tune in again next week, same time, same place. This last one, you'll get to hear a little bit of it. It's a Floating Point song off the album Crush. It's called Les Alpes.
Suds, and I've got my soap and washcloth to wash myself, and I've got my nifty scrub brush to help me scrub my back, and I've got a big fluffy towel to dry myself when I'm done. But there's one other thing that makes tubby time the very best time of the whole day, and do you know what that is? It's a very special friend of mine, my very favorite little pal.